God created us in His image and likeness because He wanted to have a relationship with us for all eternity. No other creature on earth was given this privilege. In fact, God loved us so much that He was willing to send His Son to die for us in order to break down the barrier which our sin had created between us and God. And yet, despite all of this, many Christians just don't have time for God. And that's sad. And you know what? It's tragic.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you to Your Place of Grace. I'm so thankful that you've taken time out of your busy day or evening to give us a listen, and I pray that you'll learn some really cool things from the Word of God today. Today we're going to talk about, let me just give you the title of our little lesson today. It's Feeling Too Stressed to be Blessed? Boy, I'm telling you, stress is prevalent. It's everywhere these days, and it seems like it's at a higher level than ever before. You know, stress is a killer, but we can't escape it since we're surrounded by distressing situations and upheaval and anger and hatred and angst. Terrible, distressing situations of all kinds. But the question is, how are we going to handle this? Many people try to escape their anxious feelings with medications, illegal drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling, pornography, or anything that brings relief. But none of these methods are truly effective. The ultimate solution comes only from God, and He has freely provided it to every one of His children. Listen, I know this solution works because I've experienced it. There was a point in my life before I knew Jesus when I was a drug addict. I was an alcoholic. I committed some really dirty, foul sins. But then I came to know Jesus as my Savior and Lord after I hit rock bottom. See, sometimes you have to hit rock bottom. Sometimes you have to fall flat on your back before you're able to look up. That was the case with me in 1988. And I cried out to Jesus and begged Him to be my Savior and my Lord. And it was a miraculous, miraculous transformation in my life. Now, let's get back to stress. Did you know that Jesus also experienced stress? But He knew exactly how to handle it. Once, after feeding a multitude of 5,000, Jesus sent His disciples away in a boat and went up on a mountain by Himself to pray. In fact, seeking solitude with His Father was His customary practice, especially after dramatic situations. We also see this same example in the Apostle Paul's life. After he was dramatically saved, Paul headed for Arabia to seek solitude with God. He spent time alone, years, spending time alone with God in prayer. And you know what? Spending time in prayer with God is vital for us too. Spending time alone with the Lord sets us free from stress. I'm saying that again. Some of you really need to listen to me now. Spending time alone with the Lord sets us free from stress. This kind of isolation is not the same as loneliness. See, solitude is a choice to be alone, to voluntarily separate ourselves from others. But loneliness is a painful inner emptiness that results from feeling disconnected from others. It involves a sense of not belonging and being alone in a universe of uncaring people. But the purpose of solitude is to privately commune with God. The goal is not to study the Bible, although please do take your Bible with you. And it's not necessarily to bring our petitions and concerns to Him, but simply to be alone with the Lord. That's when the chokehold of stress is broken and all our tensions subside. This doesn't mean we'll never experience stress again, but solitude teaches us how to deal with it in God's way when it does come. Let me give you some reasons for getting away and for solitude. The Lord wants us to be alone with Him for two primary reasons. First, for a relationship. God created us in His image and likeness because He wanted to have a relationship with us for all eternity. No other creature on earth was given this privilege. In fact, God loved us so much that He was willing to send His Son to die for us in order to break down the barrier which our sin had created between us and God. And yet, despite all of this, many Christians just don't have time for God. And that's sad. And you know what? It's tragic. However, we won't be able to relate to the Lord if our minds are preoccupied and our schedules are full and hectic. Solitude is the only way this intimate relationship with our Creator becomes a reality. The second reason for solitude is for preparation. Solitude is also God's way of preparing us for the day ahead. That's why we should begin each morning with a time alone with God. Every morning. Although reading the Word and spending time in prayer are vitally important, the primary purpose of solitude is to experience God's presence. He wants to be alone with each one of us because that's when He's able to reveal Himself in awesome ways so that we can know Him intimately and feel a sense of belonging. Now, how do we experience solitude? First of all, by opening God's Word to focus on Him. Although solitude is not synonymous with Bible study and prayer, we do not need to spend a short period of time. I should say we do. Let me take that back. We do need to spend a short period of time reading the Word so our thinking will be God-oriented and God-centered. This is not the time to focus on our needs and prayer requests. The point is to become more sensitive to the presence of God with us, in us. How do we experience solitude? By eliminating distractions. To prevent our minds from drifting, we need to find a quiet, peaceful place that's free from distractions. The goal is to be still and quiet so that we can give the Lord our undivided attention. As we enjoy sweet fellowship with Him, with His Spirit, all our worries, fears, and stress just kind of drain away, and we are strengthened to handle whatever comes. As we practice solitude, our lives will be changed in these following ways. First of all, it makes our busy days more fruitful. If we begin the day, and I mean each day, with the Lord, setting our minds and hearts on Him and listening for His voice, He will guide us and make whatever we do more productive in service to Him. Another benefit of solitude is it repairs damage. What do I mean by that? After a hard day when we just can't handle any more, a time of solitude with the Lord refuels us emotionally and spiritually. All the troubles and anxieties are released, and we come away liberated and refreshed. Another benefit of solitude is it equips us to face the tough days. Time alone with the Lord enables us to face the trials, heartaches, and burdens of difficult days with calm confidence and assurance of His presence with us. Another benefit of solitude is that it creates surprising moments. What do I mean by that? When we meet quietly with the Lord, He may unexpectedly answer our prayers in surprising ways and reveal even more than we ask. Solitude with God also strips us of pride. Oh, because in God's presence, we begin to recognize His holiness, perfection, and power. And as a result, we begin to understand how lowly we are in comparison. Solitude with God protects our health. Think about it. Stress affects our bodies. You know that. And it damages our health. But solitude with the Lord, quiet time with the Lord, releases our anxiety so that we don't have to suffer its harmful effects. Solitude with the Lord makes a difference in relationships. When we've released our stress to the Lord, our relationships with others improve. Praise God. Solitude with God gives peace and joy. Times of solitude with the Lord can calm our hearts, quiet our spirits, and enable us to overcome anything and everything we're facing in life. Quiet time with God gives greater strength from the Lord. He enables us to handle each day's challenges. Solitude alone with God produces greater trust in our God. We rest in the knowledge that our Heavenly Father will take care of us. And finally, quiet time with God, solitude, develops a deeper relationship with the Lord. In those quiet times, we learn to know Him more intimately. Praise God. Heavenly Father, help us, Lord, and show us, remind us of the benefits of getting alone with You and getting quiet with You, Father. Solitude with the Lord, quiet time with You, Father. Remind us, Lord, to do so each and every day, to find a time, a special time, with just us as an individual and with You, our Heavenly Father. It can be out in the woods. It can be at the beach. It could be on a hike. It could be during a lunch hour, sitting in one's vehicle. Remind us, Lord, how important our time with You is, and at how much You long to commune with us, Your children. Forgive us for being so busy, so preoccupied with the things of this world, as if this is all there is. Life on this earth is but a breath. It's but a drop in a bucket. Life on this earth, the Bible says, is but as a blade of grass. It's here today and it's gone tomorrow. Help us, Lord, to come to you for quiet time with the perspective that, you know what? This here on this earth, this isn't all there is. I need to commune with my Heavenly Father. I need to know Him more. I need to hear His voice. I need His direction. I need His strength. Help us to find the time for you, Father God, the God of the universe. Speak to us through the still small voice, through the whisper of your Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us in the way we should go as we get alone with you and quiet our hearts and souls to love on you and to be loved by you. Speak to us, Lord. We long to hear your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God, everybody. Thank you for listening today to Your Place of Grace. I have a book out. It's my 11th book. It's called The Forgiving Heart, and it's in paperback and in Kindle format. You can find The Forgiving Heart by Anthony Sluzis at Amazon.com or at yourplaceofgrace.com. Pastors, please do pray about possibly inviting me to come and to minister and to speak at your church and your community. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm bragging on Jesus and what His Holy Spirit has been doing in our services all across America. Many people are making decisions for Jesus in our services. Lots of people are being healed of various maladies and sicknesses. Others are being delivered of bondages and habits and addictions. Still others are being baptized with the Holy Spirit through our services. And it's all because of Jesus. And it's all because the message that we preach. I preach the message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Please, Pastor, check out my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Look at the testimonials page from other pastors who have had us to come and minister in their church. I thank you for listening today. Everybody, I love you dearly. Thank you. Contact me through my website. And if you have questions or prayer requests, contact me. I'll be glad to join my faith with yours and to pray with you or answer any questions you have about the Word of God. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may He always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may He grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzis. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.